Another time we had to load diesel engines onto trains supervised by German soldiers. Edek's nerves were on edge. He was restraining himself with great difficulty. Suddenly, his frenzy broke out. The victim was my father. "You lazy old devil!" Edek began to yell. "Do you call that work?" And he began to beat him with an iron bar. At first, my father crouched under the blows. Then he broke in two, like a dry tree struck by lightning, and collapsed. I had watched the whole scene without moving. I kept quiet. In fact, I was thinking of how to get farther away so that I would not be hit myself. What is more, any anger that I felt at that moment was directed not against the capo, but against my father. I was angry with him for not knowing how to avoid Edek's outbreak. That is what concentration camp life had made of me. Franek, the foreman, one day noticed the gold crown tooth in my mouth. "Give me your crown, kid." I told him it was impossible, that I could not eat without it. "What do they give you to eat anyway?" I found another answer. The crown had been put down on a list after the medical inspection. This could bring trouble on us both. "If you don't give me your crown, you'll pay for it even more." This sympathetic, intelligent youth was suddenly no longer the same person. His eyes gleamed with desire. I told him I had to ask my father's advice. "Ask your father, kid, but I want an answer by tomorrow." When I spoke to my father about it, he turned pale, was silent for a long while, and then said,